الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغطو خماسا وتروه بطانا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. La ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator of everything. Whatever there is in existence, it only came in existence because Allah created it. Because Allah brought it. Because Allah made it. Because Allah gave it wujud. Who is Allah? Wujud mein lane wala. Wujud mein lane wala. He is the one that brings every single thing into existence. He gives it its shape, its size, its color, its texture, its functions, its qualities. It doesn't come on its own. It doesn't function on its own. It doesn't harm on its own. It doesn't benefit on its own. It doesn't take on its own. It doesn't give on its own. La ilaha illallah. Allah and Allah alone. This is why He is Malik. The rightful owner. The owner of everything. We only merely have things in our possessions for a period of time, a transitory time. We call ourselves owners. We only call ourselves owners to show possession of something. But the hakiki owner of everything is Allah. This is why everything goes back to Him. Everything returns to Him. Because everything belongs to Him. And the only thing that teaches us this is the kalima la ilaha illallah. Nothing else can teach us this. Nothing else can teach us that Allah is the creator of everything. Nothing else can teach us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. Nothing else can teach us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the distributor of everything. It is only this kalima la ilaha illallah. If my tawajju and my attention is going away from that, then there is nuksan in my kalima. There is problem in my kalima. If for one moment my understanding is things are happening because of things, for one moment if this happens, then I have to check my kalima that is inside his heart because there is some nuksan. Immediately I have to check it. I cannot delay in checking this kalima of mine. Because it is only this kalima tayyiba, this kalimatul ikhlas, that teaches us that Allah is the one that is doing everything. And constantly, we have to worry about this kalima. Constantly. There should never be a moment that I am content with this kalima. Itabi says, I met over 50 sahaba and every single one of them feared nifaq. Every single one of them. A quality of sahaba. They feared. Nafaqa hanzala. They feared. At any moment, they felt something in their heart that was interfering with this kalima. They checked it immediately. They did not leave it. We are the same. We are no different. And the attack that we have on this kalima is from such places that we don't even perceive. We don't even realize. Because this is the duty, the job, and the effort of shaitan. He's only got one thing. Besides this, he doesn't have anything else. That he moves our tawajjuh, our attention, our focus. He moves it. Whether slowly, whether quickly, whether in small amounts, whether in huge amounts, whether now or whether later, but his effort is direct or indirect to move our attention away from Allah. And he uses different means. Shaitan, sirf ye chahte hain ke hamare nigaah Allah se hat jaye. This is all he wants. That our attention moves from Allah. And it is only this kalima of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that brings our attention, our focus to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is how a person recognizes and goes towards Allah with this kalima. A person can make all the ibadat he wants, all the sacrifice he wants. Without this kalima, he will get nothing. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, walking once when Sham was conquered, Philistine was conquered in all these areas, he was walking once, he saw a monk. Everybody came to see the Amir al-Mu'mineen. He saw a monk come out of his place. He looked at the features on the face of this monk and he saw the attributes and the signs of total neglect of the body. A zahid, a person who had forgotten about this dunya and given himself totally and fully to the ibadat of his Rabb. When Umar radiallahu saw the condition of this monk, he began to tear and cry. And the people asking, O Umar, why are you crying? He recited the verse, Amilatun nasiba. Wasted amal. Wasted actions. Actions of no benefit to him. He has finished himself trying in the obedience of Allah, but without his La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he has achieved nothing. So it is only this kalima. And this kalima alone that brings us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the thing that we need to guard. And this is the thing that we need to worry about. And this is the thing from where tawakkul comes. Reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes from the kalima. When we say wa alayhi tawakkalt, who are we referring to? This reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah alone is the one that is doing everything. And this is where my heart needs to be. My heart does not need to be anywhere else. My heart, wa kafa billah, my heart is sufficient with Allah. He is sufficient for me. The call of Ibrahim alayhi salam, hasbi Allah. He is sufficient. Nothing else. Nobody else. No matter who it is, what it is, where it is, when it is. But my reliance is only on my Allah. But this reliance can only come on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when our kalima is correct. And this kalima teaches us that Allah is the doer. That Allah is the doer of everything. Everything is coming from there. Everything is coming from Him. Because everything is going to go to Him. Because He is Malik and He is Khalik. And I own nothing, no matter what it is. I am just the possessor of it. Why? Why don't I own it? Because the owner doesn't need permission. The owner doesn't need any permission. Because he's the owner. He can do as he wants, when he wants. He's the owner of it. Nobody can question him. So if I'm the owner of my house, if I'm the owner of my wealth, if I'm the owner of my health, if I'm the owner of my body, if I'm the owner of my own clothes, if I'm the owner of the food that I'm eating, if I'm the owner of all this because I bought it, I paid for it, why do I have to give hisab to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the day of Qiyamah? If I'm the owner. But I'm not the owner. I'm the possessor of it. In my possession. For a period of time. So my dear brothers, this kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah is the most valuable thing. We always hear it. There is nothing more valuable than this. But it also brings us together with this la ilaha illallah that where my dependence and my iman and my yaqeen has to be in. That where is it happening from? Because today there is an attack, a huge, huge attack on our iman. Huge attack on our iman. All of us. Because our heart has been indoctrinated over these years, has been manipulated over the years, many, many years from the time we were born. It has been programmed by such forces outside that the heart cannot recognize anything because the heart cannot see. The heart has no eyes. How is it going to see? The heart cannot hear anything. It has no ears. The heart cannot speak. It cannot. But it has been attacked all these years. So now, the heart, whatever the heart desires inside, the mouth will speak. That is how Allah has made it. And shaitan has been making effort and effort and effort upon our hearts. To take our attention away from Allah. And every single mechanism that is out there that can be used to attack this heart of ours just so that the mouth and the ears can say and hear and the eye can see what Shaitan wants us to. All of this has been used. Nothing has been spared. So now, we begin to say things and believe things when certain things are put in front of us. For example, when it rains at a time that is not supposed to rain, when it rains at the time that is not supposed to rain, or it rains for an amount that is not supposed to rain, a bit more, more than what is supposed to rain, and there is floods here and floods there, or it is hot at a time it's not supposed to be hot. And it's unusually hot what it's supposed to be. Or as we may say it, an experience, it snows in a place that is not supposed to snow. Then everyone starts speaking. Because it's what we're hearing. Climate change. Global warming. It is because of this that all of these things are happening. And we start thinking it, we start believing it, we start saying it. That it is raining in these parts of the world because of this. This has brought about this change. This has brought about this heat. This has brought about these fires. This has brought about this earthquake. This has brought about this. This has brought about that. And we begin to believe it and we begin to say it. If that was true, if it was true, for one moment, then maybe what they say, let's see. So where was the climate change at the time of Nuh alayhi salam? When the whole world was full of water. There was rain from everywhere. There was rain from everywhere. There was water from everywhere. What global warming was taking place at that time? What climate change was taking place at that time? These are just examples where Shaitan uses certain words and certain ideologies to take our tawajjuh away from Allah, that Allah is the one that is doing this. That kalima teaches not a single drop of rain can fall. Not a single drop of rain can fall. No wind can blow. The sun cannot give heat more than what it's supposed to without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has happened to the command of Allah? What has happened to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So in this many, many ways, our iman has been attacked. Now, my dear brothers, if I happen to cough now, right now, what will happen to this majma in front of me? If I cough now, if anybody else coughs now, what will happen to this majma? Not what will they do. We're not talking about what they'll do. What will we feel in our heart? Wallahi, my dear brothers, without any doubt we can say that every single person, no matter who this person is, or no matter who this person was, every single soul, every single person that passed away, from the beginning of this year till now, from the beginning of last year to the end of last year, right till now, every single person that had passed away in this year, there was a certain night that passed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a decision, and He called the angel, and He said, write down the names of this person, and this person, and this person, their ruh will be taken this year. Wa alayhi tawakkalna. He had decreed him. It is his decision. From him. Already predestined. It is the taqdeer that Allah has written already. And all of this comes from the kalima la ilaha illallah. That kalima which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and invited us towards it. And we embraced it. We embraced it and we followed it. And with that kalima we were able to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without this kalima we cannot find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody says today, who are you worshipping? You ask a Christian person, who are you worshipping? Yahud, Yahud, Nasara, Hindu, who are you? I'm worshipping God. Go to a temple. Who is this you are? What is this you are? I'm worshipping God. Everybody says they're worshipping God. But has they reached Allah? Have they reached Allah? Without this kalima? Without la ilaha illallah? Not possible. So my beloved brothers, this kalima that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it is more valuable than everything else that we have. And today, nowadays we see how the value of things shifts. It moves. And from that too, we have not learned a lesson. We have not learned any lesson. There was a time, if a person he would say, for example, if somebody wanted to steal your car, you say, no, please don't steal my car. Or I don't want to get hijacked. Don't steal my car. Value of car. Then the looting started. So it's okay. Car go, no problem. Shop don't go. It moved. Then when looting started and the goods were going, they said, okay, goods can go, but don't burn the shop. Now when they burn the shop, it moved again. He said, okay, burn the shop, burn the house, but don't take the life. So it moves. Priorities change. Value changes. The question is, did I value the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that this must not go as much as when the hijacker wanted to take the car, or the shoppers, the looters wanted to loot the shop. Oh, my life wanted to go, that my life must not go. Where was the value of my la ilaha illallah compared to all of these things? So this is the zamana, my dear brothers. A dangerous time that we are living. That if we do not take out time to rectify this la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah that Allah Ta'ala has given us, then we are in danger. Then we are in danger. That even for one moment, if the attention just moves, we have to check it out immediately. So this is why